Welcome, everyone. We're about to begin Be'ezus Hashem, Shalom Bayis, Shir number 456. We started to talk in the last shir that the Torah gives an obligation on the husband to give his wife a Simchas Ayna, a very strong love and happiness towards his wife. But as we explained, a relationship does not work if it's only one way. So Hashem recognized that, and through Chazal, and basically explained that it has to be a mutual, two-way street type of relationship. That's what a Kesher Shel Kayama is. Kesher Shel Kayama only works when both sides are tied together, and it's reciprocal, not just one-sided. And not only that, the wife has a tremendous kayach that a husband does not have. As the Pasuk in Mishlei says, Perek Yudalit, Pasuk Aleph, Chachmas Noshim Bansa Beisa, a wise woman builds her home. And we see that a woman possesses certain intellectual and emotional ability called Bina Yesera. That's from the Gemara Nidadaf Memhei on the base, where it says, Vayiven Hashem Esatzela, Hashem built the rib that Chava was created from. Vayiven is also a lesson of understanding, Bina, Vayoven. And therefore, you learn out from here, Rav Chisda says, that Hashem placed a special Bina Yesera in a woman more than a man. And she has intrinsic warmth. She has a deep hergish, emotions that are healthy. She has a special power to create a loving relationship. She has a tremendous role in building a happy relationship, a healthy relationship between her and her husband. During the Nida period, we know the married couple keeps certain herchakos to avoid actions that may directly or indirectly lead to intimacy. For example, the Gemara says that a wife could perform all tasks as a nida for her husband, except for mezigas hakos, pouring a drink for him, tzois hamita, making the bed for him, varchotas panav yad v'raglav, and washing his hands and face. And again, those times, that was the norm. These days it's not so. So you don't have this washing face and feet type of thing now. But in the parallel means any type of form of intimacy, of real intimate type of a connection. This was a deep connection of kira v'chiba. So you have to be careful in the nida period with this. The Gemara Mishnah also says that when she's not a nida, for example, there's chiyuvim that the woman needs to perform for her husband. But if she has shvachis, if she has maidservants or help, she could be freed from a lot of these tasks. That's why, in other words, the wife maintains a house, and cleans it and all that. But if they could afford help to help clean the house, the wife is putter from doing it. But although she may do this, but she should still, again, not in the nida period, pour a cup for him, make his bed, wash his hands and face and feet. Again, in those days when that was the derech to do. But it means intimate acts. Why? Because these three things are different than the rest. Everything else are work that the wife should do for the husband, but doesn't have to be done for the husband. But these things, the pouring the cup, the making the bed, the washing hands and face, the parallels of current intimacy, is acts of love, so that she becomes loved to him. And the idea being to remember this is that these very harchakais that you're supposed to stay away from in the nida period are the very acts that one should do when she is not in the nida period. Kedesha tischav of a love, so there should be a certain chiba there. And the Chachamim gave this as an Eitzah Toivah. It's good advice. Doesn't mean your mamish have to do these things, but they're recommended by the Chazal. They want you to do this. They want you to do this. This is advice. Simple, straightforward lesson and advice. Love is achieved by performing intimate acts of love. Zachar and Nekeva. Physically, emotionally. Warm words, warm connection physically. The Chazal, the Shulchan Aruch, values the warm and loving connection between a husband and a wife. Look at Evan Ezer, Simon Pei, Sif Tal Vehei. Goes into detail over there. And again, Washing hands and feet and face is not considered intimate acts nowadays, but the idea being is the acts of love and closeness that is unique between a husband and wife alone. There's ahava between the two. There's halacha in Hilchos Kedushin that in order for Kedushin to be valid, a man has to state clearly that he's giving the Kedushin hariyat mikudeshesli or miyuchedesli, so that you're mine. Now, the halacha brings down, this is in the Ramah Ebenezer Simon Chav Zayin Sif Gimel, that if a man gives money to a woman and says, I'm giving you this with love and affection, we're concerned that she may be mekudeshes. She may be mekudeshes, since perhaps the words can be considered like he gave her a gift so that it should be for the future love and affection between the two. The Ramah says. And the Beis Yosef brings down B'Shem the Mordechai. So the idea being is you see a Pella here. It's a Suffolk Kedushin only because you said the words that I'm doing it because of love. So it's still not 100% clear. But if you would express it openly that I'm doing this, that there should be in the future love between us, our love is now and our love should continue, then that could be different. But the idea being, though, is that it's based on ahava. And ahava is deep feelings. Reyim ahuvim, sameach to sameach reyim ahuvim. Reyim ahuvim, Rashi in Ksubas Tavches says, hachosen v'kala, the chosen and kala sheim reyim, they are friends, ohavim ze ezeh, who love each other. A chosen and kala, to have loving feelings towards each other. Like Gan Eden Mekedem, Kegan Eden Mekedem, like Adam and Chava were, two halves of a whole. They're one. And we need to build those feelings. And then the last bracha, all these 10 kinds of emotions, Sasan, Simcha, Gilarina, Dita, Chedva, Ava, Hachva, Shalom, Reyus, the different expressions of the deep feelings that Chazal want us all to acquire. Again, I don't know all the nuanced differences between them, but they are nuanced differences. They have different feelings of love that's so deep and multicolored. And we need to really understand that very well, what love means. And we're going to talk about later what love isn't, because it could be misused, it could be misconstrued. We need to have a healthy conception of what love is. Now, the problem nowadays is that love feels uncomfortable for many individuals. Many of our aspects of our lives are not natural these days. The phones and the internet and the Facebooks, all of this took away a lot of direct, healthy communication between one human being and another. Very often, inner sentiments are not expressed, or they're suppressed, or they're hidden. And we just do things that are expected from us. We conform to a standard. We don't behave or live with open emotions. We don't express ourselves correctly often. We don't express ourselves honestly very often. And very often we do things for our family, our friends, without emotional attachment, without genuine feelings. And that applies in our spiritual life as well. We perform a lot of mitzvahs without much thought or feeling to them. We can daven the whole davening without thinking about the meaning of the words, without davening to Hashem from our hearts, without recognizing Hashem is there even. We could observe Shabbos and Yontiv without understanding their significance. We could observe it without feeling close to Hashem. That is why I always felt this way, that we from birth, again, the ones who are listening, some are, some aren't, but the ones that were from birth, need to re-educate themselves, need to have a fresh outlook. I think the people who need a lot more these Kiruv Yeshiva type teachings about what Shabbos is, what Yontav is, the Torah, the perspectives, we need it as much, at least equally as much, sometimes even in a weird way, even more than those who are new to Yiddishkeit, because we became accustomed. We became sort of immunized from it. We became cold to it because this is just the way we live. It's hard for us from birth to appreciate, look at your shul and a new lens, look at Torah in a new lens, something that you learned, Chumash in a new lens, something you learned since you were 5 years old. So we need to really awaken that. The educational system and from communities aren't structured that way. It's not structured to take the individual soul aspiration of what each person's path is. It's something that even if it's not possible to do in the education system, we need to emphasize it to people. Use the Torah knowledge you're having now and use the Hadracha and the Midas to find your own path. You could ask Das Torah, of course, but you need to find your own path that will bring you closer to Hashem. And in marriage, that is the idea. You give thought to the deeper meaning of what a Jewish home is, what feelings of love needs to be invested to reach that pure oneness, to work on yourself, to awaken your healthy emotions, to speak in ways that express love and emotions. Yes, skills that need to be learned. Marriage counselors say and see in our community that the essential thing that we could do to prepare future couples for their weddings is to introduce them in a world of healthy feelings, healthy emotions, and to understand them better, to appreciate them better, to appreciate oneself, to know one's own feelings, what things makes us feel good in a healthy way, and what to expect from each other in marriage, in order to achieve emotional connection, in order to achieve a warm and close relationship that will lead them to a life of simcha. It's not as complicated as people make it out to be. Everyone has a deep feeling inside, naturally, to want to love, to want to feel love, and to give love. Everyone wants that. Everyone needs that. Love your friend like yourself. When it says like yourself, you need to love yourself. Not in the ego way, but true love of yourself. From your tzelem elikim, from your talents, from what Hashem gives you. A person who doesn't love or feel good about himself in that way, or doesn't have sipak ha-nefesh in his own life, will have a hard time to feel affection for their own husband or wife. It'll be challenging for such people to create a loving atmosphere and a true bond because they don't love themselves in a healthy way. Another issue that's very common in families is a couple is expected to live a kaila life. A husband's expected to sit and learn all day long. It's definitely a beautiful goal, but not everyone's capable of doing so. And because when they're not capable of doing so, it brings a situation where a younger man attends kaila for years against his own genuine will, finds zero satisfaction in his daily life. He's most likely to wake up late, barely manage to daven before chatzais, then go to kaila, waste most of his time, comes home feeling spiritually empty, feeling emotionally empty, feeling he wasted another day of his life. He feels unsatisfied, broken inside. And it'll be difficult for a person like that to build a happy and healthy relationship for his wife. It's very difficult. That's just one example that he brings. But there's so many other examples that lead men and women to feel unsatisfied with their lives. We need to figure out what feels good to us, say physically, say spiritually, say b'negei gashmius, say b'negei ruchnius, and to make sure they don't contradict each other, of course. Serve Hashem with joy, both with your body and your soul. They should get along and work with a healthy, right balance that suits your capabilities, that suits your spiritual level. And if you need to talk it over with people, talk it over with people. And when you're happy yourself, you're happy in your marriage, you'll be able to build a beautiful shalom bayis. He alludes here to a Shari Yosha, which is Rosh Shimon Shkop in Nagdama, talks about loving yourself in a healthy way. And the healthy feelings that are of love towards another. And Mr. Hashem, hopefully one day we'll give a shiur on that too, with Hashem's help. Kitzer, what we're saying here is that we need to learn how to express ourselves emotionally in a healthy way, communicate healthy, love ourselves in a healthy way. And those are the basics to have, the introduction and introductory basis to have true shalom bayis in your lives. Bracha natzlacha.